Tonight, our 10-minute speaker is Culleton from Los Angeles.
How you guys doing? I'm Culleton. I'm an alcoholic. Yeah, what a trip. Okay, so, what time is it? This is how my life went when I was out there. About this time, I was losing my fucking mind at work. Just losing my mind. I needed to drink, but I didn't drink in the afternoon or at work because that's what alcoholics do. And that wasn't me, man. You know, I would wake up in the morning wondering what the hell happened the night before, with a lot of people calling me, telling me, because it's their business. And I would eat a little handful of Valium so I can get through the day without shaking. And I couldn't figure out why I was shaking, you know. But this bell guy's out of control. Like, seriously? Wow. Yeah. Yeah. And I would go through my day, and all I would think about is like, this sucks. I'm uncomfortable. I'm really uncomfortable. And they have words for it here, like just weird little AA book words, like, I don't know, restless and all this. I was just fucking uncomfortable all the time. Yeah, I was discontent, all that shit. Yeah, I get it. You know the book, right on. But around this time, I'd be getting off work and I'd have a pocket full of money. And instantly, I'd start feeling better. Instantly. You know? It was just like, I'd get a little bit of ease because Culleton was going to go to the bar and do it Culleton's way. And I'd get to the bar, and no matter what happened, what I said I wasn't going to do, like I did before, I'd get to the bar, and I would stand there, and they would know to pour me a double. I'd hit that double, and before he could walk away, I'd order another one. And I'd just knock that one down, and then I'd ask for one more. I'd knock it down really quick. I never sipped it, and they would cut me off. They would say, that's enough for you, buddy. And I'd be like, why? I'm not drunk. And they're like, in about 20 minutes, you're going to be an instant asshole. And if you know me sober, imagine what I was like drunk. Like, yeah. So what I would do is just, I would do me and I would leave the bar. I'd go to another bar that would serve me the way I wanted to be served. And the whole time knowing that I have a bottle waiting for me at home. Because that's how I like to drink. And what would happen is, I found out something when I got into the rooms. My sobriety date is September 4th, 2013. And what I found out is I have this allergy. And if you're new, that sounds stupid. I get it. I didn't understand it. But what it is, man, and I get it now, it's like I would plan out my night. And I knew around 1 o'clock here on the West Coast, they were going to cut me off in like an hour. So I knew I was going to start blacking out around 2, and I would be at this weird little point where I knew I was going to black out. I knew it was coming, and I couldn't be any drunker, but yet I could not stop myself from taking another shot and keep going until I was out, you know? And all the things happened that I learned about in the big book Alcoholics Anonymous, jails, institutions, other people's deaths. And I would tell you how sad I was when they died. And I really wasn't. Like, when I'm out there, I do really fucked up things, and I don't care. I want to say I care if it will get me what I want from you, but I really don't care. And when I took the steps, I had that pointed out to me. What a little selfish, narcissistic prick I can be. And it was really humbling. And I got here, and I grew up in an AA family. My mom had 23 years when she died. My sister had 17 when I got here. And I could say I was an alcoholic, but I had no clue to what it meant. None at all. My life was unmanageable. Hell yeah, it was. I made great money. I still make really good money, but I couldn't pay a phone bill. I could not pay my rent, you know? And I made enough in 2 days to make my rent and some. But I just couldn't keep it together. And what happened? It was weird, man. In September in 2013, I can't tell you what happened. I have been locked up. I have been just county time, no prison or anything. I'm not that tough. But no, it's true. I'm that little kid in county who's protected by his friends, you know, who thinks he's something he's not. And but really, bad things happened in my life. Really horrible things that should have got me sober. You would think it did. You know, you're like, wow, that shit happened? Maybe it's time to check yourself. The day I got sober, nothing bad. I had my apartment, I had a job, I had money, but something clicked, man. My sponsor calls it alcoholic beat me to a point of reasonableness. And I was tired. And I just needed something I didn't know what I needed. And I checked myself into a detox. And my sister at the time was telling me, you need a 9-month program. And I was like, 9 months? That's crazy. It's fucking crazy. So I made it through 16 days. And that was really, really like I was a badass. Like, I just made 16 days. Check me out. But I couldn't get 16 hours when I walked in. I couldn't do it. And I got out of rehab. I mean, got out of detox. And who knew there was this place right around the corner in North Park, South Park. And really old school AA. And I crawled up those steps, I wish I could tell you I was desperate, and I wish I could tell you all these rad little drastic sayings. I wasn't any of those things. I was just beaten down. Went there, and I got what I needed. I got a whole bunch of old school AA guys telling me, hey, we get a sponsor. We take the steps. We find God. And that creeped me out, you know, I was like, wow. Because I walk in and you guys are all chanting each other's names. Creepy. Then you tell me I got to find God. And that's all I heard, because in the middle it was all Charlie Brown. Wah, 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 wah. And, yeah, but tell you what, man, I like to get loaded. It works for me. The first time I was miserable was 2 years ago when I got sober. I was miserable. I was like, whoa, this sucks. And luckily for me, there was guys that told me the same thing you heard. Like, we don't care what you feel. Shut your mouth. Your opinion means less than nothing. Like, you want to know. And I was the guy who, if I'm going to take this step, what am I going to get? He's like, you're going to get what you deserve. You know? And that was scary. But I did it anyway, because there was guys around me doing it, and they were getting relief. And I wanted what they have, like I always do. I want what somebody else has. You know? I'm the most unoriginal person in the world. Nah, it sucks, but it's true. So I took the steps to the best of my ability. No secret. I got a sponsor. When I got a sponsor, I was sponsored, looking around this place, and who am I going to pick? What can I get? And it was kind of funny. My sister goes, are you dating this man? And I'm like, no. And yeah. And she's like, who do you hate most in the world? Who do you hate most in there? And I was like, there was two men who I despised with all my core. And she's like, pick one of them. First suggestion I took, I did it. And this guy pulled me aside, and once again, I thought I was special. I asked him to be my sponsor, and he said, oh, I'd be honored. 2 days later, I heard him say the same thing to somebody else. Yeah. AA will humble you. It will humble you. But what he did was this, man. Before I knew it, we're sitting on this porch, and I'm holding another man's hand, saying a fucking prayer. It's like, creepy, you know? And he's like, I don't care what you feel. I don't care what you think. We're going to do it the way it was done for me. And I did it. And next thing I know, I got busy. And I started writing out some inventory. And I found out some truths about myself that I'd never even seen, because I'm delusional. And, yeah. And then I just kept going. He said, this is what we're going to do. You know, we're going to write. We're going to pray. We're going to help other people. And you're going to, you know, you're going to hopefully lose that obsession. And in between doing all this weird voodoo stuff, like, I don't think about getting loaded anymore. Like, that's the prize, you know? I've got a couple of friends in here I really fucking care about. But I don't, the bottom line is I'll lose them just as fast as I lose everything if I get loaded. So what I do is this, man. I continue to take these steps and work them into my life to the best of my ability. I work with other people. When I got here, I couldn't help myself. And I don't get loaded. So if you want what we have, it's here. If not, good luck.